This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
As a Michigan man, John Jansen is with us, the former offensive tackle for the Wolverines, played in the NFL with the Redskins and Lions. Welcome in, John. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing down there?
We're doing wonderful. We appreciate you coming on with us. Nothing like being in the toughest division in football, and I think that should carry some weight coming from SEC country. We take great pride in talking about how difficult the SEC is, but I think everyone down here even agrees the East Division of the Big Ten is about as difficult as it gets this year.
Well, it's loaded with great coaches, great talent, great history and programs, and if we could just get the Western Division to the base, we'd have a pretty good league all around. So, when you talk about Penn State and the years that they've had recently, Ohio State obviously has been the top dog, not only in our division but in the conference. And Michigan State, Michigan, it's a tough schedule.
You know, you go back to 2016, and Michigan was so close. Over 40 points per game with that offense. And then last year, the bottom kind of fell out offensively. Lack of production at the quarterback position, down to 25 points per game. What is the expectation for Shea Patterson coming in from Ole Miss?
The expectation is to come in and get the offense, a little bit more energized, more opportunities. And that's not only coming from Shea in the quarterback position, but it's also coming from a better production from our offensive line. We had we sent two quarterbacks to the ER last year, and that's not good for your offensive production. So when we get an offensive line that's a little bit more in tune to their technique, simplify some things up front, it's really going to help out not just Shea, but the run game and the production that the offense has.
8:03, we're talking with John Jansen, former Michigan player, part of Rob Baumhauer's Victory Grill Countdown today. How much of that falls on Pep Hamilton and Jim McElwain, and how is that relationship working so far as they sort of put together a new look offense for Michigan?
Well, it's been obviously Coach McElwain brings in kind of a breath of fresh air and some new ideas, obviously coming from Florida and his time down there. And it's been interesting to see these guys work together because, you've got Coach McElwain, you got Pep Hamilton, you've got Ed Warner, who's the offensive line coach, who's also had offensive coordinator positions in his background. So we've got a lot of guys that have been in that seat where they're calling plays, and it'll be very interesting to see how that rhythm and how the call playing process plays out as we approach Notre Dame and throughout the rest of the season.
John Jansen with us. By the way, he hosts Michigan Football in the Trenches, and that's on Michigan Radio. You can follow him on Twitter, @JohnJansen77, @JohnJansen77, the former Michigan offensive lineman with us on the Bud Light Orange Hotline. Michigan did not have a 1,000-yard rusher last year, and that's weird for Michigan football, John. That's like almost an image of Michigan football is the ability to line up and run it. I know some of that has to do with the offensive line, but what else has to be done to correct that this year?
Well, we had, Caron Higdon had 996 yards, so he was right there at almost the 1,000-yard mark. And him and Chris Evans shared the duty, and they were able to, I think it was 1,600 or 1,700 yards that they totaled. But we just got to, again, it's a matter of finding an identity on offense. Is it going to be that we're going to have Shea Patterson, who's going to also be mobile? Brandon Peters, who played quarterback for us at the end of last year, he's a little bit more of a mobile guy. And Dylan McCaffrey, who's another guy that's in the mix there. That again, there are so many. You just don't see the drop back passer anymore. You got these mobile guys. So when you have called runs for the quarterback, that takes reps out of your running back's hands, and it affects the stats. But really, all we got to do is we've got to find a way to get a balanced attack through the air, on the ground, protect the quarterback, open holes, and it really just comes down to the basics of football. And a lot of your listeners are probably sitting there going, that is the most obvious thing I've ever heard. But that's what it comes down to, and it's blocking and tackling. And when you can do those two things right and you do them well, you're going to be talking about a team that's very good. Now, when you add in a great quarterback or a great running back or, you know, a wide receiver or on defense, great rushers, and we've got great rushers in Rashawn Gary and Chase Winovich, our two defensive ends, and Devin Bush, our linebacker. So there's a lot of things that can take us from being a good team to a great team. We have to see it when we hit the season.
The one consistent has been defense under Jim Harbaugh. I mean, his units haven't given up more than 19 points per game in his 3 years, and Don Brown, the defensive coordinator, has really got this thing dialed in. When you look at this unit coming back, and you mentioned Gary and you mentioned Bush and some of these guys, could this be the best defense in his 4 years?
I think it very well could be. And you know, we've got a very good defensive line. I already mentioned a couple of those guys. But I think where they're really going to take a giant step forward is on the back end. And, you know, we've got two corners in David Long and LeVert Hill who, you know, if you look at Phil Steele's preseason preview or really anybody else, they're talked about as one of the best tandems in college football. And then, you know, as safeties, we've got Josh Metellus, Tyree Kinnell, and a whole bunch of other guys that got experience last year and have improved, spent some time in the weight room. They're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, and they've really improved their man coverage, because that's what Don Brown does so much of is covering man-to-man. And I think that's where you're really going to see a lot of improvement for this Wolverines team.
We talk a lot about it here. I would imagine it's tenfold there, but let us in on how the Michigan fans feel and how often they talk about the losing streak to Ohio State. Is it an everyday conversation? Anytime football comes up, it's time to beat Ohio State. Is that the top of the conversation?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, that's, you know, when you're talking Michigan football, you're talking about, you know, this year we've got three of those games. We've got Notre Dame, we've got Michigan State, and we've got Ohio State. And for us, you know, it's a tough run because all three of those games are on the road. Yeah, the conversation about Ohio State always comes up. And quite honestly, I'm hoping that this whole Urban Meyer thing sorts itself out, because as a Wolverine and as somebody that knows a lot about the history of that rivalry, I want to beat them at their best. I don't want to give them an excuse that says, you know, well, we didn't have the season because of the controversy, or, you know, you beat us because Urban Meyer wasn't here. You know, that's not what we want. We want to beat them at their best. And that topic is obviously at the very top of everybody's mind.
His name is John Jansen. You know him, played football for the Michigan Wolverines, the Redskins, and the Lions. And kind enough to join us to talk a little Wolverine football. John, we greatly appreciate the time, man. Hope you enjoy the season.
Dave, thanks for reaching out. And I can't wait for college football to start.
Yeah. What are we today?
We're from that big Thursday night.
Yeah.
We're not far away. 21 days.
21.
It's 3 weeks from tonight.
Oh. It can't get here fast enough.
Absolutely.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.